What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud out. What do you got?
All right. So I know that this story was brought up during Mason in Ireland, but it really caught my attention. So I wanted you guys' opinion on it. So according to the story, a woman is suing Geico because...
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So for $5.2 million for emotional distress and all this stuff because she got an STD or a sexually transmitted infection, STI.
Right. HPV.
HPV, yeah. Yes. Yeah. From a guy when she had unprotected sex with him in the car. Mm-hmm. Now, I know a little bit about all of this stuff because I had a sex, love, and relationship podcast, and we used to talk a lot about, you know, STIs and STDs in that. So I read the story, and I'm like, look, girl, I get it. I feel your pain. I understand that you're upset because this guy lied to you, et cetera, et cetera. But if you do a little bit of research on HPV... you actually can't tell who gave it to you. I'm just saying. That is actually a fact. You can ask a doctor. So I don't know if this is actually going to hold up in court and she's going to get some money, but I just kind of wanted you guys' opinion about this.
It's crazy, but you know, it's going to court like because it's a legit case at the moment.
It is, but I don't know if she's going to really win the case.
I mean, I don't know either, but yeah. But it is, it's in the news. I saw it earlier today. Mm-hmm.
But what part of this do you find to be strange? That she's suing Geico or that she's not suing the dude who she claims gave her whatever it is that she has?
Well, here's the thing.
Both?
Yes. Me and Lindsay were talking about it off the air. The thing is, HPV has, I mean, it's like literally people need to like inform themselves about it, because if you have a form of HPV, a strain, because there's many strains of it, a lot of them go without symptoms. So you can, as a woman, you can have HPV in your system for years and not know. So somebody could have been an ex-partner of hers that had given it to her.
Yep.
And a guy can't get tested for this if he has no symptoms. The only way you will know is if you have a form, a strain of HPV that gives you symptoms. So it's... I just say it's dicey. I mean, I feel for the girl, but I just don't understand how that can actually be proven. That there's no actual test for a guy for that.
And what does Geico have to do with it?
Because it was in the car and they're injured.
I think that what Geico has to do, I think, because I heard Mason in Ireland talking about this, and this is what I was thinking. I'm like, okay, if you're at somebody's house and you slip and fall and you have a legal case for some reason... you're not suing the homeowner, you're suing the homeowner's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I assumed that if she wasn't, like, she wasn't suing the guy, she's suing him because it happened in his car, no different than if she were in a car accident with the guy. She wouldn't be suing him, she'd be suing the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
But I think.
But you're all, okay, but you're also grown and you're making a decision. Again, this is a tough situation, but like, what I'm saying is, you're grown, you're making a decision to have unprotected sex with somebody.
Dump that.
No.
Anyways,
that.
You don't. Yeah, come on, Kat.
You can't say unprotected sex on the air.
Okay,
this
we
is
just
such
said.
Bleepery.
Right. That's what I think.
Anyways, if you're making the decision to not use protection, if you want to say it that way, Cap, you know that there's consequences with that. Like, you're grown. You should know about that.
There are risks.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're grown. You should know. You should have had sex ed by the time you were in seventh grade. Come on, people.
And again, HPV is a very crazy, you know, STI, and it has a lot of, it's just crazy in itself. And me and Lindsay were talking about like 90-something percent of people will have it if you're having sex. Protected or not. Oh, my God, I can't speak anymore. If you're using protection or not. You will have it in your lifetime. So it's crazy to me. Like, girl, you ain't getting no $5.2 million. Sorry. Not sorry. I don't think it's happening.
All right, that is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. let me ask you a question. I have another What You Need to Know. Can someone explain to me?
Wait, can I say one little thing that's thought was a funny antidote in regards to the What You Need to Know story?
Yeah.
I remember we're talking about sex ed in high school, whatever. We had a very attractive health teacher that was teaching. He was our gym teacher that was also our health teacher. He was so funny the day we had like the sex ed talk where we're talking, or the STD talk. And he was like, so you guys know what happens when, you know, you're telling your friends you know, she burned me. I got burned. I got the gone. And we're all looking around like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Mm. Apparently, that was like the slang for getting an STD back then.
Yeah.
I never heard that. Yeah.
Really?
And saying someone burned you. Like, really? I had no idea.
I've heard that. I've heard you got burned. I've heard that
That's,
one.
That like sounds so much worse. My burned?
My health teacher did that one, too. Not the gone, but the burned one. My sex ed teacher did the same one.
Oh, it was just very funny because I was just like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Trying to be cool, being like, oh, you know, she burned me. And we're like, no, never heard that.
Sedano had one too, right? It's not different. What you need to know?
Yes. I not anything.
Is the what you need to know being brought to us by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa? Good times.
No, it's just a legitimate question.
Just a different one. Okay.
Because we spent a lot of time this week talking about the angels, right?
Mm-hmm,
And I was just curious. I noticed today because I was asking Bergman about scheduling and I'm like, hey, I guess we're running some angel games. He's like, yeah, there's a couple games they're running and they're going to play like at 7 o'clock or whatever. And I'm like, well, why don't we run more angel games in general? He's like, because they start during your show. I'm like, what do you mean they start during our show? And he's like, yeah, 6:38. I'm like, no, they can't. That's no way. No team is starting at 6:38. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at their schedule and the majority of their home games starts at 6:38.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams. There are a lot of teams that do that.
Why?
I think because they're trying to get people out earlier.
Home earlier?
Yeah, because people complain. They're like, oh, my God, game starts at 7. It's a long game. Lots of pitching changes. 4-hour game. I'm not getting home till midnight. So I think that what teams like the Angels, and I know the Padres do it as well, they start at 6:40.
It's dumb because I have been to – there's many a times – since I got moved to this show, the afternoons, where I wanted to go to Angels games, and I can't go because of the start time. Because if it's like a 7 or 7:30 game, I could probably like hustle down there. But like if you leave any time before, what, like 4 o'clock, 4:30 to go down to Anaheim from the South Bay area, like you're not getting there before the game starts.
Oh, my God. No. You guys want to hear this? This is so funny we're talking about this.
Yeah. And the weird thing is on the weekend, Cappy, they start at 7 o'clock, at 7:07.
Yeah. Well, because it's the weekend. But I have kind of found something interesting. I wonder if anybody else has ever done this. So my new thing is that if I'm going to go to a game and I'm kind of like right in the middle of the Angels and the Padres, if I want to go to the Angels game, it'll take me 35 minutes, 40 minutes. You know, and if I want to go to a Padres game, it'll take me like 25 minutes. So I got off the air the other night at 7, and the game started at 6:40, and I got to this Mets-Padres game in the fourth inning.
Right.
And normally, if I got there in the first or second inning, I'm going to leave in the sixth or seventh inning. But by getting there in the fourth inning, I faced no traffic in. I got the bomb parking spot. I didn't wait any ways to get into the game at all. I was able to get right to my seats where we were meeting some friends. And I actually saw the end of the game, even though it was boring. So I'm now a fourth inning to an end of the game guy rather than a leave early guy.
So you're Steve Mason.
Come late, leave early.
Yeah.
I'm a come late, stay till the end.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just curious if an Angel fan out there can explain that to me. Like, what is, like, because I looked it up on the internet and there was no real reason behind it. And my guess is you're right, Cappy. But I you know, I'd love to know, like, what the logic behind it is.
Laura, you did just hear George say that, right?
That there's Angel fans? Yeah.
No, you're right, Cappy. Can't you please just ever cut that out ever so that when
I didn't hear him say
it.
We have
it.
Hold on.
No, but you don't use it. You never use it for
me. I didn't hear him say that.
You missed that, Linz?
Yeah, I sure did.
You didn't hear that.
Hold on, Cap, I got you.
Well, the other drops are usually funnier, too, like especially the bleepery one. This is such bleepery.
Bleepery has just like caught on. Like that should be our new T-shirt.
As soon as you said that yesterday, I was like, we need to cut that because you just said bleepery like 5 times in one sentence. Like,
to me,
the Celtics bleeping bleepery. Yeah,
bleepery to me sounds like some kind of like a flavor of an ice cream. You know, like,
it would be a good flavor.
I'm going to go into an ice cream store and it's kind of cool.
An adult ice cream store?
Yeah, and they've got bleepery. Bleepery. It's kind of like a blue ice cream. You know, I see bleepery as like sort of a bluish ice cream. You know?
Maybe like, put some like marshmallows in there or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Hey, can I get a little taste of the bleepery? Because that kind of looks good. I'd like to try that. Mm,
Are you a taster? You're a taster at the ice cream shop?
Oh, no.
Okay, hold on a second.
Here we go.
If you go to a yogurt shop that is self-serve, right?
Uh-huh.
And they have the little taster cups. Do you not taste different yogurts?
I mean, I kind of know what they're going to taste like for the most part.
So nobody here taste tests.
Wait, I mean, I don't really go to the self-serve ones. I think there's like one place ever, like Pinkberry is the only place that's like that.
Yeah.
Are you the guy that goes to like Baskin Robbins and you ask them, they give you those little tiny spoons?
Can I try some cookies and cream like you've never tried that before?
Like Larry David does.
So the answer is, and I'm going to answer this question by saying this. Uh-huh. My answer is proudly, yes, I am.
I figure.
No, wait a second. You try like, tell me you at least try flavors you've never tried before. Well, like something that you have done a million times
like
over.
So
if I walk in,
chocolate?
If I walk in and I'm inclined to get chocolate. Like some kind of like double fudge chocolate brownie, something or other, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, hey, you know, that's something over there that I'm not going to get, but I'm going to try it.
No, wait. This is how you're going to come in. You're going to go, you know what? That double chocolate brownie, that's interesting.
That is very interesting to me.
Can I get a try of that? Because I don't know what chocolate and brownies taste like.
I was going to say, I feel like those are the ones that you try are the ones that are like lavender, honey,
weird
pistachio.
Ones.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Well, hold on, I have a question. When you taste an ice cream, when they're willing to give you a little taster spoon, how often do you get that ice cream? How often do you go, oh, this is good. Okay, I'll have this.
I have.
I'm not a taster. I think
I'm not generally a taster, but sure, the few times it has worked out that way. It's usually something I've never seen before.
Exactly. It's rare.
I want to tell all the tasters out there, I'm a taster. Do not be shamed. It is okay to taste at the ice cream place. It is okay to taste at the yogurt place.
No, we're not saying it's okay not to taste. We're just saying is if you are tasting double chocolate brownie, like you don't know what that's going to taste like, really.
Well, I'm not really sure if I'm getting that tonight, but then I taste it and I'm like, I'm going to have that. Yeah, I'll have that. I'll have the double scoop.
Do you not know what a brownie and chocolate ice cream tastes like?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what it tastes like here tonight.
No.
Maybe it's a bad batch.
How many do you do? Like, how many is the limit for you?
Oh, he's definitely done like four.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think two is the limit, like socially acceptable.
Here's what you do. Whatever the limit is that they'll give you, let's say it is three.
Oh, wait, you have to ask?
No,
let's just say it's three. First, you get the three. Then you get the one single scoop, smallest ice cream they have. Because they've already given you three.
Oh, God.
I've never been to a place where I've gotten to the point. Like, I'm not a taster, but I've never seen anyone be told, like, that's the limit on tastes. Sorry.
Me neither. I've never been told that. So but I have seen other people been in that situation.
I'm not sure.
Never.
And you're that person. You're that guy.
You're that guy. Yep.
Let me tell you something right now. I'm just getting a text message from my designer. And George, when we come back, I'm going to give you a little peek into my gear for the Mandy's.
Okay.
I'm literally, as you and I speak at this moment in real time, George Sedano, I am getting pictures from my designer. And I plan to blow your mind the night of the Mandy's.
Okay. Are you going to bring tasters?
That's not a bad idea. If I brought some little tasters, I gave them out. Like, as I'm walking in, I'm throwing them on the red carpet. Here's some cookies and cream, Jack.
You're an idiot. All right. Coming up next, Cappy's boyfriend did something interesting. And LeBron said something interesting. Because Cappy loves the word interesting, so we're just going to focus on interesting.
I like fascinating,
segment.
Too, you know.
And we're going to talk about this fascinating attire as well. All next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Cap's right. Wow, that was really quick.
Nice.
The tone in your voice says it all.
It's Cap's not even right. Like it's not even like a complete sentence.
Cap's right.
It's my new favorite drop on the show.
Yeah. Because Sedano doesn't want to say it.
Cap's right.
Gosh, I wish you would have extended it.
I've said other ones, right? Like, you know, when I say Cappy is right, I feel like Cappy is right is like a better drop.
I like that one too.
Yeah. And let me go to Anthony, who's been on hold for like an hour, dude. I'm sorry, Anthony. I didn't know you were there, bro. My bad.
Anthony. Hey.
Yo. What up? It's all good, guys. Hey, yo, I'm a diehard Laker fan, man. My dad used to work at the farm, as a matter of fact. I would be down there every weekend. Dude, it's just hard not to not like this Celtic team. The way they play, you have to root for them. You cannot. I don't see how you cannot root for them. Golden State is just obnoxious, man. You know what I mean? So I know Laura's probably flipping her wig right now, but.
Oh, yeah, she's giving you the chacal.
I don't have a
chacal.
Wig, but.
I don't have a wig. I don't have a wig.
That's dude, my real hair, bro.
Dude, your girl just washed it, too.
She just washed her hair.
wait a second. Hold on. I got to call a timeout here. And Laura, you must get involved. I have to call a timeout. So, sir, what you're saying is, Anthony, that you grew up a hardcore Laker fan. Your dad worked at the farm, so you were around it. So it's in your blood, right?
Yes, sir.
But you don't hate the Celtics. And, in fact,
not possible.
Not only do you not hate them, you find yourself rooting for them because, A, they're likable, and, B, Golden State is obnoxious. Did I get it all right?
You got it spot on, man. You know what I mean? It's just this one particular Boston team. It's this one team, knowing the way they play together, the way they make adjustments in the second and fourth quarter. Dude, they're legit.
Laura, you have a problem with this man calling himself a lifelong Laker fan while finding himself cheering for the Boston Celtics this year.
Yes. Fuera. That's all I got to say. Pero what I'm saying is I understand that people love Tatum because of Kobe. I get that. I understand that if you love the game, you can be like, oh, that's interesting. Cool.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask you a question, though, Anthony.
Yeah.
Do you like Devin Booker, too?
No, it has nothing to do with Kobe. I didn't even mention that. It's just their style of play, the way they play. And then Steph Curry, I'm not even a big fan of his. He's, you know, like Lindsay said, the thing with the mouthpiece, it's like, dude.
No. Thank you. No memes, bro.
Dude, you're a classic Celtics fan. This is what I found, okay? You're not no Laker fan. No, get out of here.
Your dad worked at the Boston Garden.
Dude,
what are you talking about?
No, get out of here.
Wait, because the guy doesn't like the mouthpiece, the way Steph has his mouthpiece? For that, he gets all. Come on. No,
he doesn't like Curry. And
come
you're
on.
Not. Get
come
out of
on,
here.
Man. Guy's a lifelong Laker. You're disrespecting a Laker fan.
He ain't no Laker fan rooting for the Celtics. Get out.
Lifelong Laker fan. His father worked
here.
At the Forum, dude. Fuera.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Like,
cut up Cappy saying fuera? That'd be funny.
Cap, say it again so it would be clean.
I mean, Lindsay. You have a problem with the way Steph Curry has his mouthpiece out of his mouth?
No, Cap, if you paid attention.
It's when he threw the mouthpiece.
One of the reasons I don't like him because I didn't like him when, you know, there was the rivalry between the Cavs and the Warriors. And he's a baby. He's a crybaby. How he threw his mouthpiece into the crowd. As I said before.
I can understand Lindsay not liking Curry.
Lindsay makes sense. Yes,
yes,
I get it.
Because the rivalry situation, right? I don't agree with her, but I get it. Because that's her rivalry. Pero tú, as a lifetime, quote, lifetime
tú.
Laker fan.
Éate tu tío.
Okay? You rooting for any, I'm really over here, Celtics team.
Yeah.
Hell no, bro.
Tell
no.
her hell yeah. Tell her hell yeah, sis.
Nah.
Hell yeah,
no,
sis.
No. That's like Lindsay saying, I'm a root for Curry right now. Whoa. You ain't going to do that. Yeah. She ain't gonna do that.
If the Celtics win, I'm not even rooting for them. I'm not even giving them the props. But I'm just saying, like, you see.
Oh, no, you did, bro. You did.
Play,
you did. You did. You did.
Game,
let's be real.
Man.
You
did say it's hard to root against them, though.
You did.
Say that.
It is hard.
Don't backtrack. Don't backtrack now that people are
gonna
eat you alive.
This guy loves the game. He's a fan of it.
I get that.
Well, I guarantee you. I'll bet you a Mandy Award ticket that the Celtics win in six games.
They're gonna win. I think they're going to win. Like, they're the better team right now. I mean,
I'm still saying Warriors in seven.
I give the Warriors a puncher's chance, but I think the Celtics have proven they're the better team right now.
So, dude, you want tickets to the Mandy's?
You don't think they make great adjustments in the second and fourth quarter?
You have Mandy tickets that you want to lose?
They do a great job. Yeah, there's no question. And I think that I also think that they do – not only do they do a great job of adjustments in the second and fourth quarter, I think they also do a great job of adjustments from game to game.
Yeah, true that. True that.
True that is right. Totally true that.
All right, man. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Take me to the man.
I'm with you, dog.
Big E, Eric Herrera, has had two funny tweets back-to-back here. First, Anthony says, too much leprechaun love. Bleep them. That's bleepery, as Sedano mm-hmm. would say.
That's bleepery, huh?
And
this
then,
is such bleepery.
And then he also said about you being the taster at the the ice cream shop.
What did he say?
He said, Sedano, come on. You know Scott Kaplan is going to the Chinese restaurant with his own toothpick and asking for orange chicken.
Yeah, let me have a little taste of your orange chicken. That's how
you,
I judge
at the
it.
Mall. When they do those things at the mall at the food court,
you go
you're
back,
the guy
Costco,
that runs, walks
three
around
times.
There five times.
I'll walk over.
Costco is your jam, isn't
Costco
it?
Costco too,
no, no.
Yeah.
No, I'll walk over in the mall. I'll walk over, right, and I'll go. I'll look there, and they've got some testing thing, you know, like the little toothpicks, and I'll be like, I'll have like my hand on my chin, like I'll be rubbing my chin, like, yeah. I don't know, should I, I don't yeah. know, I, maybe, should yeah. I,
you know, my
maybe?
3-year-old does that now, like yeah. you're literally acting like my 3-year-old,
should,
he,
go, should
he
I
puts
try?
His hand on his chin, and he goes,
yeah, maybe I should I, do you think, okay, can I take two, okay, thank you, ooh, this is good.
And then you like take your hat off or put a hat on or something, and then you go back, put your jacket on inside out so you can get a couple more.
No,
oh
I move on to the next place. I'm like, that was mm-hmm. good, but
on
I
to the
I,
next
I
just, one.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna have that. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
So really quick, Greg texts me. He
Greg
said
who?
This your boss. This dude
who's that?
He's not really the boss.
Okay,
he's like a mini boss.
Okay, but Greg Cooper Bergman. Trooper. Okay, Bergman texts me. Yeah. He said, this dude wants the Celtics to have more titles than the Lakers. Get out of here.
Wow.
Well,
that,
bleep
this
here.
Is really bringing quite an emotional reaction here this afternoon. Way to go, Anthony.
Because it's not like you as a Laker, as a real purple and gold Laker fan, mm-hmm. you can't. You okay. just can't.
I agree.
He can.
See, I feel like
Faker.
For me, as a Cavs fan, I don't have a rooting interest, but I don't want the Celtics to win because you know they're in the East. They're I don't want the team from the East
the
to win.
Celtics, like, let's be real.
But I also don't like the Warriors because that was our rival. But I don't care if the Warriors win right now. So I feel like the team that you're in the division with is the team that like you would want to win less.
No.
By the way, I thought Brian Windhorst brought up an interesting point. On SportsCenter last night with Scott Van Pelt, where he said Steph Curry finds himself in the same place LeBron found himself in all those years, where he's playing on the lesser team. And he's playing magnificently, Steph Curry, like LeBron was, but he's on the lesser team. And now the question is, like people asked of LeBron, will he be able to elevate to a different level, like go nuclear, basically, to give his team a shot? Now, I question that considering he got banged up last night, but we'll see. It's why I tell you the Celtics are playing with fire with this, the way they're playing Steph and Clay, and they let Clay get some shots in yesterday. I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, it's kind of like earlier this year when the Lakers had any chance to win, it was because LeBron had to score 50. It mm-hmm. might be that Steph may have to go crazy like that.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
So
because
George,
Jordan Poole is unplayable, bro.
He's unplayable?
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, can't play this guy.
No, I'd be like, yo, kid, nice job during the regular season and during the playoffs. This is a different league right here, bro. You're going to have to sit.
Not getting it done on the big stage.
I mean, it's not that. I mean, he doesn't have, like, they smother him. Like, he's not ready for this. You know, he was ready for the Western Conference Finals in the first and second round, but this is different. This is different.
Speaking of different. Let me have a second to give you a preview, George Sedano.
Yeah. Are you going to give me a preview of your dress, your attire? Because I thought you were going to talk about your boyfriend, Tom Brady, apparently trying to do like some nefarious actions to get himself out of Tampa Bay to be like a Dolphins quarterback and like an owner or something. Because that story's out there today.
Okay.
I mean, not that it's out there for the first time. It was out there before, but now he was asked about it.
Happy to talk about my boyfriend, Tom Brady.
Yeah, maybe we can do it in a game in Big Deal or No Deal.
Okay, but I want to tell you something, George. I don't think going into your closet the night of the Mandy Awards mm-hmm. and picking out a suit and putting on a belt and a pair of shoes and going, hey, listen, this is what I wore to Game 5 when I was calling the Western Conference Finals on radio. I just don't think that's enough, George. I really think you're going to have to get a little more creative.
No, bro. I'm going to be me.
He's in the league, bro. He can do it.
I'm going to be me. You be you. I'll be me. Okay?
In fairness, I think that the attire that Sedano has in his closet, his suit closet and collection, is probably 10 times more impressive than everyone else's because he's on TV and he's in the league.
Oh, really? Do you get suits that's for being just, in the league?
I mean, I'm sure that he's got something worked into his contract. You know, he's got a little bit of an allowance for wardrobe. That's usually how that works, right?
Okay. Is that right, George?
There's no particular allowance, but yeah, I've had some, you know, some dalliances with some designers.
I got wardrobe people, you know.
So you've got the best wardrobe of anybody at the radio station, according to Lindsay Baseball.
At the radio station? Yes, no question.
According to Lindsay Baseball, she's inspected
at the radio station, yes.
Right. He's not on in, TV, like, the, of course he does.
She's not in the league, but at the radio station? Like, I mean, listen, no offense. I've seen Ireland. I mean, those suits are like 2004, you know what I mean? Like,
ooh.
I haven't seen, you know what? I've seen Mace dress up in a suit, and he's got a nice suit or two, you know?
Okay.
If Keyshawn were still here locally, I would say he'd have me beat because he also made tens of millions of dollars. And he's also on television. But without Key being, well, Key will be there. So Key will have me beat on a tire. So I guess other than Key, in the non-Key division, yes.
See, I really thought that the whole goal of the Mandy's was to...
No, that was not the whole goal. The whole goal was Chris wanted us in formal wear, and then everyone else started to put their own spin on it. But that's fine. You can put your own spin on it. I'm going to just dress like I want to dress.
Well, let me tell you something. I've gone to great lengths. Okay? I've traveled far and wide. I've spent a lot of money, George.
And what's a lot of money?
To Orange County, and you're getting it for free. Okay.
I will say again. I have traveled far and wide. I have spent an inordinate amount of money to be properly prepared for the night of the Mandy's. And I thought everybody was bringing their A game. I mean, I heard John Ireland was going to do the Met Gala, and that he can't do that anymore. He might upset Russell Westbrook, and Russell Westbrook might get him fired. That's it. Nobody's doing anything. Everybody's just pulling a suit out of their closet.
Why are you worried about what everyone else is wearing?
Yeah, what do you care?
Thought we were all going to really go all out.
No, why? But why is it we all got to? Why can't you just do a?
I am going to do a. And by the way, when I do a, let me tell you what I'm going to do a.
Yeah, what are you going to do a?
I'm going to blow your freaking mind. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, great.
With the creativity.
Let me blow your mind.
Yeah.
I bought something. Amanda bought something. Brianna's is buying something. Bergman's buying something. We're just not going to be over the top trying to be characters of something.
Yeah, bro. If you want to do that, ride.
But that's you, Cap. Like, that's very you. Brand for you to go and, like, wear something totally, you know, you'd be like the, I'm trying to think of a good analogy, like J-Lo in the green dress at the MTV
VMAs. You would try to pull that off. Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Ooh, Little Kim at the MTV movie.
Yeah, you want everyone talking about you. And that's you. That's you. Do you, Cap. Do whatever makes you happy.
I thought everybody was doing that. Thought this was like a big award show, walking down the red carpet. I wanted Clinton Yates to interview me and say, you know,
who
are you
wearing?
Right,
all that stuff is still happening.
Okay.
Again, just like at the VMAs, we'll compare it to that. There's the people that wear the outfits that stand out. Then you got the one year where Brittany and Justin wore the Canadian tuxedos. You know, she wore like the jean dress and he wore the jean matching jeans and jacket. Yeah. And then you got the other people that just want to wear like a regular old tuxedo. You know, they just
don't forget, I was selling advertising on the back of my jacket. Don't forget.
Oh, okay. That's right. NASCAR. Yeah. Got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. A little disappointed. That's
You know what? I just based on this conversation, don't vote for us. Like, seriously, just don't vote for us.
Don't say that. People can vote for us.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Really?
How about that?
Really?
Yes.
I'm kind of in the same world.
You're like beast mode. You're just here so you don't get fined.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. Kind of like remember that Richard Pryor movie, Brewster's Millions?
Love Brewster's Millions.
Vote for none of the above.
Right.
That's my slogan from now on.
Vote for Lauda.
See, I think everybody should vote.
I mean,
George.
Occasionally maybe for Lauda, but
I'm
vote for none
George.
Of the above.
I'm voting for you, George, nonstop.
No, I'm just here so I don't get fined. I'm literally just showing up so I don't get fined.
No, you need to show up, and I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be damn insulted if you don't come to the after party.
No, I'm definitely not going to the after
party. You got
to
come.
No, I think I'm going to talk to Ireland about like getting a car and like just going back and forth.
George, it's invitation only. It's VIP. Mm-hmm. There's security at the door. You have to have the right password. If you don't come to the after party, it's going to be pretty darn disappointing.
Okay. Well, you'll be disappointed.
It might not be me who's disappointed. It might be everybody else who's there.
Okay.
Who's
well, they can all be disappointed as well.
That's a shame. I mean, why don't you just play it by ear?
Okay, sure.
Let the night come to you. Maybe you decide you want to come to the after party.
Sure. No problem.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. No problem.
It's sponsored.
Okay. That's great.
It's true.
Fantastic.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. We are way late for Big Deal or No Deal.
Well, this was a fun segment, so screw it.
But, you know, then we get the problem with the clock and, you know, everyone's yelling
break,
at
guys,
us.
Okay, break, guys. Break. Let's break.
Go to break, please, Lauda. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, Christopher. All right, Linz, what do we got?
All right, so there's a new Netflix movie about Marilyn Monroe coming out. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be your average biopic because the film was slapped with an NC-17 rating, making history as Netflix's first NC-17 rating, which means it's super explicit. And now it's making headlines for its rumored sexually explicit content. The director is warning audiences that everyone's going to be offended by his movie about the iconic starlet. It's set to debut in September.
What a great thing to say.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I guess they get into a lot of like the relationship.
Yeah,
with
it's
her
great publicity.
Kennedy.
Plan on being offended. Yeah.
Exactly. So is Netflix airing an NC-17 rated movie a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
No, not on Netflix. It's a streaming service. You're paying extra for that. You're paying a premium. I've never... That's like saying like something on HBO should have an issue with that. No, I mean, you're paying a premium. You can put whatever the hell you want as far as I'm concerned.
Why, is NC-17 considered worse,
that's worse than rated
R?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's like triple X, basically.
Really, it is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not... I mean, it's like in between the two, yes.
I mean, it's not like a full-blown, like... pornographic film, but
right.
NC-17
it's not Bound Cheeky Wow Wow,
yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. It's like
I
there's
love that movie.
There's parts other than exposed upper areas, you know? It's like, yeah. You know.
Right. Full frontal nudity.
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. That's the word I'm looking for there.
Yep, that's the phrase right there. I don't think it's a big deal either. Netflix is in this situation where they've got to start coming up with hit shows because the stock price is, you know, taking such a huge hit. And no, seriously.
Sounds like you've got some stock.
I do. And by the way, listen, Netflix, Peloton, things that in the middle of the pandemic were on absolute fire have gone completely ice cold. Yeah. But no, seriously, like Netflix, that's kind of their issue is that there's so much competition now. So they got to have hit shows. So they got to be as racy as possible, I think.
I agree.
Racy.
Big deal.
Racy, racy. All
big
right.
Deal. Big deal. Big deal.
Well, speaking of big deal, well, the Angels, they're feeling the pain right now amid their 14-game losing streak. And now they're hearing it as well.
Oh, I heard this story.
So, a franchise record for consecutive losses and having already fired their manager, the Angels decided, you know, we're going to switch things up a little bit, and they're going to have their walk-up songs be nothing but Nickelback against the Boston Red Sox. Because, you know, bad songs, it's like a slump buster situation.
Yeah.
It did not work. They lost 1-0 again.
Yeah.
So, the Angels' 14-game losing streak is kind of a big deal, but I want to know, what bad band would you pick to be your slump buster? Sedano, start with you.
Ooh, bad band. Now, do they have to have multiple hits, or can they be like a one-hit wonder?
No, they could be any band that you just think is like as terrible as Nickelback.
Why is everybody always all over Nickelback? Like, what,
they're terrible.
What don't I
well, because
get
they're not.
That?
They're all their songs, like for a long stretch of time, sounded almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to look a couple of them up today because I was like, I didn't really know them, but I saw this story.
Like, look at this photograph.
Yeah. Right. That's the exact
they all
first
sound
one.
The same.
Yeah.
I would say, like, if I had to pick up, like, a bad band, I would say Creed is in that conversation.
Oh,
wow. That's a
good one. That's Creed slander right there.
I mean, it's pretty terrible.
That's
pretty
Creed
terrible.
Slander.
Smash
that's
Mouth is
cool.
probably up there. Like,
Smash
all these
Mouth.
90s bands were pretty terrible. like late 90s bands. Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, no, no. That's where I draw the line.
Ghostface Killah.
Listen, no, that is not the same
thing.
No,
that's not Insane Clown Posse.
Violent J. Violent J.
Yeah, Ghostface.
You're talking about Boogie Woogie Woo.
You've never heard ICP. There's no way you've heard Insane Clown Posse.
Kaplan? No.
Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You've heard them?
Weren't they wrestlers?
Exactly. I don't think they're a bad terrible. Band, but go ahead. Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. Stop with the Creed hate. Come on.
It's terrible.
It's not
terrible.
Fair. It's not nice. Terrible.
Okay, so who's your bad band, Kaplan?
You know, Lindsay, I've decided I'm not going to go
you
with a
love
bad
Creed.
Band.
That's
I do
why,
love Creed.
Right?
That's right. Right. I created my own prison.
I love Creed.
Yes, I do love Creed. I'm proud. Hey, like the ice cream tasters out there. No
oh,
shame.
Oh, wait, I got one.
Creed lovers. No
I
shame.
I got one worse than Creed or Smash yeah. Mouth.
What do you got?
Matchbox 20.
Oh, that's a good one.
Boom. I win.
Yeah, I'm not a Matchbox 20 guy.
Cap,
yeah,
this should be your dating profile. My name is Cappy. I'm a taster, and I love Creed.
I love Creed.
You get
know
so
what?
Many women.
Let me tell you something. I bet you I would.
I know. That's why I said it.
Bet you I would. A lot of women out there love ice cream and love Creed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
So who's your band?
I'm going to go with, instead of a band, I'm going to go with a genre of music.
Oh
here we go.
I'm just going to, listen, I'm slump busting. Because I'm slump busting, I'm going all disco all the time. That's kind of my slump busting thought.
Okay.
Theirs right, was cool. Nickelback.
You got a couple disco songs that you throw in there that you can think of right now?
No.
Okay.
Oh, how about Chumbawamba?
That's a good one, but I can't think of another song.
Well they only have the one burn. Song that I know of. Yeah. Yeah.
You know I'd want
but
disco
imagine
Inferno.
That was playing over and over and over and over again every time you came out.
Or
bat.
What about the Macarena?
Ooh, that's terrible too.
I don't know. When Otani comes up, I'm telling you right now, play some Disco Inferno. It'll bust the slump.
Okay. Next.
All right. So LeBron James wants to own an NBA team, but yeah, not just any NBA team.
Oh, he has told us which one in particular?
Yes. Here's what
he
said.
The Cleveland Cavaliers?
I wish.
Nope.
Maybe someday. But here's what he said in the upcoming episode of HBO's The Shop.
I want to own a team.
Buy a team?
Yeah, I want to buy a team.
That's
for sure.
There you go.
Buying a right. team and then talking is a little tricky. If you own the team and like...
Yeah, I would much rather own a team before I talk. I want a team in Vegas.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Good for you.
I want a team in Vegas.
So is good what LeBron said a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I'm going to say it's a big deal because I do think the NBA is going to Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of a better guy to have the Vegas franchise or at least be the face of ownership. I mean, listen, LeBron is a billionaire. That's fine. But you're not worth $1 billion and buying a team. You know, like the Denver Broncos were just bought for $4.65 billion.
No, he's going to be part. It's going to be him in the Liverpool group. Bill Simmons has already talked about this. Like he talked about this months ago.
So he'll be a face guy. And
yeah, it'll be him and John Henry and all those guys. But he'll have a significant stake in it. My guess is he'll have real say. Like Alex Rodriguez is part owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he's probably put like some serious equity into it, probably like 10 or 15% of the team. You know, so like that's enough to get some controlling interest.
Yeah, but I like the idea of LeBron owning the team in Vegas.
I mean,
Vegas.
Hell, Derek Jeter spent only $5 million and was like a part owner of the Marlins, which was a ridiculous thing. Like, LeBron's going to have to, is probably going to spend way more than that.
Well, anyway, all I think is I think it's great. I would love to see LeBron. If I were LeBron, yeah. I wouldn't want to buy the Cavs and I wouldn't want to buy somebody else. I'd want to start a new team
in
Vegas.
Fresh. Yeah. Yes. I agree with that, Cappy.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By
the way, if LeBron wants to own the Vegas team, let me know if he's looking for a play-by-play.
That's
guy.
What I was going
to
say. You would be a great person to do play-by-play for that team.
Yeah. It's easy commute. Could come back and forth every day.
Cappy could be your color commentator.
No, I don't want to be color commentator. If George wants to be the play-by-play guy, I want to be the in-arena PA guy.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a voice for that? Because
it's
like a
Cappy
special
time.
Voice.
I don't know if I have the voice for it, but I think I'm gonna be like a half wrestler.
What would your in arena voice sound like?
I'm not sure yet. I'd have to really think about it and cultivate it, but it's like half ring announcer. Yeah, it's half ring announcer and half pro wrestler.
Announce LeBron right now. Like think about like pretend.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the ring at 6'8", combined. No, that's no good. Okay, hold on.
Now, do you want to be like the in arena guy? You mean like the guy who like says like yeah, the guy I want to introduce the basket.
Yeah, I
want to
introduce
like
the guys.
That?
I want to introduce the guys.
Well, he hails from St. Vincent right. St. Mary High
from
School.
From St. Vincent St. Mary's High School at 6'8" tall, LeBron James.
Ooh, the second half,
that's
the James
good.
Didn't work.
Well, no. Yeah.
Well, I got to work on it, guys. Listen, I'm happy to workshop it on
you
the air.
You were okay
I don't
until you said James. You lost your, like, oomph there.
Yeah. Well, I got to listen.
You were very breathy.
I don't want to be the play-by-play guy. I don't want to be the sideline guy. I don't want to be the color commentator. I don't know. Maybe I'll be the organist. I don't play the organ, but I just need a role. You know? Just need a role.
Well, if Bron, first of all, the Vegas team is not happening for, if I had to guess, we're at least 5 years away from Vegas and Seattle, at the very least. I would say that both those teams are going to come online. And then there's probably going to be some realignment in the NBA. It'll be fun, I think. And having LeBron as an owner would be smart. I think for the NBA, I would want that if I was the league.
By the way, Sedano, I think the best in-arena announcer, Nets guy, Olivier. He's so good. He's my favorite.
I used to like the guy in Detroit. I don't remember his name.
Oh, the guy in Detroit was awesome.
Yeah, he was really good.
He's still there, but yeah, I mean, nobody cares about the Pistons right now. But he was awesome. Like, I will tell you this. When the Pistons were good, right, I remember being there a bunch of times because I covered a bunch of Eastern Conference Finals, and I covered that Finals where the Lakers played there. And that guy was awesome. The way he would say Chauncey Billups' name was unbelievable. It was like, he would go, Chauncey! Billups! And that's it was awesome. Like the entire place would just go bonkers.
Right, that guy was awesome.
He might still be the best. I don't, you know, I've been around. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I haven't been there a long time, but if I had to get, he was always my top guy, Cappy.
The Lakers guy is always like the most blanded. Now into the game, LeBron James.
No, I mean, but that there's a certain style to that too. Like, I think that that's cool too.
I'll tell you who's the worst.
I like the guy at Madison Square Garden too. He used to do a really good job with Carmelo Anthony specifically.
I'll tell you right now, the worst guy who's screaming on the mic the entire freaking game is the dude that the Chargers hired. I don't know the guy's name. I don't know where he came from. The entire game, he is screaming at you, and it's like, dude, enough.
Dude, I haven't been to a Chargers game, but sometimes the screaming is a little too much.
Check
but the Pistons guy, number one seed, if I were doing it, as a guy who's been to a lot of these arenas. But
my man Sam Lagana from the Rams.
Yeah, Sam Lagana's great. The Pistons arena, I'll never forget the first time I went there for a playoff game. So their intro used to be, this is back when Chauncey and those guys were there. And
Billups.
Right, Billups, yeah. And he would go, RIP! Hamilton! It would echo, it would be great. But anyway, so right at the end, when he's introducing everyone, the last thing you see on the video board was Ben Wallace with a sledgehammer, and he'd be like smashing the screen, and then all these crazy cannons and pyrotechnics would go off, and it was, I'm not joking, within like 10 feet of where the media would sit, and it was like the loudest thing in the world, and the fire, like my face felt like it was melting off. It was insane. Like, I'm like, is this even safe?
Maybe that's why your forehead looks the way it does right now.
Maybe. But you know who else does that is Philadelphia does the fire thing. And it was when I was there for that series, they ripped that off in the Pistons, and it was just insane too. So anyway.
We were talking about.
Yeah, all right, we're done.
We're talking about LeBron owning a team.
All right, yeah, LeBron owning a team. I'm in as long as he makes me the play-by-play guy. Make it happen, Bron. Coming up next, we'll get to your boyfriend, Cappy, and there's some Rams stuff to get to here as we clean house at the end of the show. All right, 2 minutes, we're back. See you.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Ooh, Is today the anniversary of the first marriage with children?
No, no, no. This will actually blow your mind.
Okay.
This is the anniversary of the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense in June, yeah.
1997, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Great show.
Yep.
Love this show.
You got it right, Kepi.
How about that? You know why I got that right, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why?
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 Because I read the Google Doc.
Oh, he reads the rundown.
Hells now the you do.
Hells to the yeah. This brother reads it.
Do you want to know a secret?
Tell me.
I knew what it was. I just was like,
oh, you're
playing
so
radio.
Witty.
Yeah, playing radio.
He just wanted to see if you knew it.
Mm.
I do like to test your limits, Cappy.
I know you do. It's all right. Now, what are you going to talk about my boyfriend? What's the problem?
Oh, my God. What's this? I mean, this scandal. I mean,
what scandal?
He was trying to leave Tampa Bay to play for the Dolphins for a year to then be one of the owners with Stephen Ross, his buddy from Michigan. Like, this, in any other world, this would be a huge scandal.
George, I know not of what you speak.
It's been reported by the Boston Globe before, like months ago.
Well,
and Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio.
I can tell you that today, Tom Brady apparently spoke to some media members
and denied all this stuff.
He talked about how he did not push Bruce Arians out as coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And did some dance about, like, well, you know, I've had a lot of plans potentially for my post-playing career.
Right. So when people were grilling him, like, so, dude, was it true? Like, were you really going to go, you know, be the Dolphins quarterback or, like, be a part owner? And he's like, well, you know, I've been talking for the last 4 or 5 years about what I might do when my playing career is over. So,
yeah.
Talk
and
about
by
a
the
lot
way,
of things.
You know why he wanted to play for the Dolphins, right? Not just because he's friends with Stephen Ross. I mean, he's buddies with him probably. And by the way, remember when we talked about the whole Brian Flores lawsuit? It came out, like the reporting came out, I believe, if I recall correctly, that when he was telling him to tank and he also wanted him to meet like a quarterback to convince him to come play for him that was under contract, it was Brady.
Right. So why would Brady?
Boat.
But why would Brady want to go play for Miami? Is it because he and Giselle are friends with David Beckham and like Posh Spice or something? They
well,
live
he
in
thinks
the same
he can
town?
Go anywhere and win. And the other part is he gets to stick it to Belichick twice a year. That's exactly why.
Oh. Well, then why didn't he do that?
Well, he didn't do that because the Patriots weren't going to let him go to the Dolphins initially. So he was trying to do the Brett Favre thing. Remember Brett Favre originally wanted to go to Minnesota? And then he had to go to the Jets for like a year or two or something ridiculous like that and then go to Minnesota?
I don't know why everybody's always all over Tom Brady.
What do you mean all over Tom? Nobody gets more of a pass than that guy.
What kind of passes he gets?
I mean,
guy?
The guy literally fumbled in a game against the Raiders, and we talk about it like it's like the greatest thing ever happened in the world, okay?
What do you mean he fumbled against the Raiders?
I mean, he deflated footballs.
What's wrong with that?
You know, he taped, you know, they had a guy called the Deflator. Like, I mean, are we serious with this thing?
Come on. I'm making too big a deal about the difference in the football and how much air is in the football. Come on.
Yeah. So anyway, he gets a pass for everything, this Tom Brady.
I don't know, man. I love him.
Yeah.
In fact, I love him so much. I'm actually thinking about buying a pair of his Tom Brady underwear. Have you seen the Tom Brady underwear, George?
I've seen it, yes.
It's pretty good looking underwear.
We talked about it yesterday.
I understand we did. I do remember. I wasn't sure if I was going to buy a pair yesterday, but now that you and I are talking about it, and now that I'm kind of, you say I'm giving him a pass, I'm just thinking about maybe I should buy his underwear. Not like his, the stuff that he's wearing. I mean, like
I was
brand.
Just going to say, I feel like you'd want it game worn in that scenario.
Yeah, no. I want clean new ones.
Yeah.
Not white.
Yeah.
Did you see his red hair?
No, what do you mean?
Well, they did like, he was at a charity event today. It was like cut and color for a cure. For the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation.
Oh, that's nice.
And his whole head is bright red now.
See, George?
It's cute.
See? You see? This is who Tom Brady is. Tom Brady will get his hair colored for charity.
Yeah. And he'll also deflate footballs.
That's right.
And try to cheat his way to another team while running the coach off, even though he says he didn't want to run him
he
off.
He didn't run any coach off. Yeah. Come on.
And while wearing perfect underwear.
You're right. Bruce Arians just retired 2 years removed from a Super Bowl and like one play away from getting to the NFC title game because he wanted to.
George, Bruce Arians retired 10 years ago. Come on. Mm-hmm. Seriously, he was the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was like, I'm retiring. Turns out he got fired. You know, in this case, he really was retiring. This has nothing to do with Tom Brady. Come on. Tom Brady's a good guy. You don't think so?
I mean, he's all right, I guess. I don't really
know. He's only all right?
I don't know.
I'll tell you this.
I mean, you know him?
Do I know Tom Brady?
I mean, do you know him? Know him?
No, I don't know him at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I do not know him at all. Don't know him from a can of paint. But, I mean, I just look at him and I'm like, come on. I mean, this guy, could there ever have been a more all-American dude? Greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL in terms of winning championships? The lifestyle that he's created, the brand now that he has, the $35 million a year that's waiting for him when he's done playing ball.
Do you even know if he's going to be a good broadcaster? Like, what makes you think? What has he ever said, ever, that makes you think he's going to be a good broadcaster?
I don't know. I look at his Instagram posts and I go, you know what? He's got a nice smile. He's a good-looking guy. Obviously knows everything there is to know about football.
But he doesn't say anything.
I give him a shot. I give him a good shot.
He says nothing.
No, he says a lot of things. Like, hey,
no,
check
he
me
doesn't.
Out.
He
check
says
me out.
A whole lot of nothing.
Check me out. I'm wearing underwear in the bathroom.
Right. That's what he says. Yeah, that's going to go over real well on you know, the NFL on Fox with Kevin Burkhardt.
He says things like, hey, check out these Brady brand T-shirts. They're really comfortable. Check them out. Buy some. He says that.
Now, Lindsay, you told me there's like a 1 year out on that, right?
Well, that's what John Ireland said, that apparently after the first year, the network has the option.
They can kind of make the decision on whether they got to go in for the 9 years after that, or they can pull the ripcord.
1 year's not a long time, though, to prove yourself. So I'm just saying, maybe this is all a big publicity stunt. Who knows?
Could be. Hey, let's just pay him $35 million for 1 year, and then we'll get all the publicity for it, and then we'll get rid of him. And by the way, he only wants to do it for a year also. So he wants to make the $35 million and then he wants to go.
Right. And then he can go be the owner of a team again.
Well, like maybe he'll be a partner of LeBron's in the Vegas NBA team.
He might. You never know. And then I'll ask him, you know, he comes on the broadcast. I'll be like, Tommy, tell me the truth about the deflator.
Wow, you're going to call him Tommy?
Yeah.
You're going to call Tom Brady Tommy?
You would.
You would totally call him Tommy.
Yeah, because I'm a fan.
So?
You're a hater.
But he doesn't know that.
Well, he would when I call him Tommy, he'll know.
But he'll assume I love him too if I call him Tommy.
Why don't you just call him Mr. Brady?
Mr. Brady's his dad.
Oh, all right. I'll buy that.
Call him Mr. Brady. Yeah. That'd be like me. Excuse me, Mr. Brady. I would really like your autograph. You're my favorite.
No. He's a part owner with LeBron. He's George's boss. George is the play-by-play guy.
Oh, so that'd be like Mr. Brady.
Right. Hello, you got to call him Mr. Brady. Brady. Yeah,
all right, we got to run here. We're done.
I got more.
We'll get you we have tomorrow, so there's that. All right, we're done here. Excellent job, Cappy.
All right.
Great job, Lindsay and Laura. We'll talk to you mañana. See you.